Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come on this beautiful morning to say thank you for blessing us to rise and to shine and to see another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us, another day that you have equipped us, another day, Father God. And we say thank you for it. We confess every sin of omission and commission. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God. And now we surrender the day back to you that you will unfold it according to your wisdom, your mercies, your will, Father God, being done on earth as it is in heaven. We bless your holy and your righteous name. We pray for those all around, those who are in grief, Father God. We pray for the unsaved, Father God. We pray for the homeless. We pray for those seeking employment, Father God. We pray, Father God. Oh, God, we pray for those in hospitals, hospice, nursing homes, boarding homes, no homes, the White House, the Black House, the Whore House, the Pimp House, the Drug House, Father God, and for your house. Churches, a lot of churches are closing, Father. They're closing their doors. Some of them are finding other ways, and some of them have given up. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the virtual platforms, the new norm, Father God. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Hallelujah. The old norm is not coming back, Father God, but you are. You are coming back. And so, Father God, you're setting the stage. Father God, we just pray for everybody, everywhere. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our longevity. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we put the service in your hands, Father God, this day. We thank you for the woman of God who is coming forth, Father, to elaborate, Father God, and to share with us what you have given unto her. And so, Father, we ask that you will anoint our hearts to receive, our ears to hear, and our spirits to obey. We say thank you, Father, that your word will never return into your void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we want to say welcome. If this is your first time with us, may it not be your last time. Maybe you were flipping through the channels, amen, and you stumbled across us. We want you to know that your stumbling, amen, was an appointment. Amen. Because there are no accidents in the Lord's kingdom. So we invite you. We greet you. Amen. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. The breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. To our lovely ministry partners, we pray that everybody's doing good. Amen. The Lord has brought us. He keep bringing us through. We can't believe, oh my God, the year is just halfway gone, over halfway gone. Amen. It seemed like it just came in. Amen. But we want to thank God for another week, another day, another moment. Amen. To serve in his kingdom. So we pray that everybody is encouraged on today. Amen and amen. All right, we're moving forward today. Amen. With the men of the Bible. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. This week has been a good week. It's been a good week. The word has been so rich this week. It's been so rich, so anointed, just so anointed. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Today, amen, we want to share with you a little bit about Aquila. Amen. Glory be to God. And there's so much we can say on these men, I'm telling you, especially, like I said yesterday, when we start talking about Paul and Abraham and Jesus, especially, you know, especially those. I mean, my God, I mean, we have to give it to you in, like, you know, segments, maybe do like 5 segments. And because we can't give it to you all of, we can't give you the whole thing in 20 minutes. We can't do that. Amen. But we be trying. We be trying. Today we want to talk a little bit about Aquila. Amen. So we want to thank God for this woman of God who is coming. Amen. She is an ordained evangelist. Amen. With a mind made up. Amen. Do the will of the Lord. Amen. Serve the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Wherever the Lord is calling her to serve. Amen. And so we want to thank God for her faithfulness and his kingdom. Her faithfulness. Sold out for the sake of the gospel, winning the loss at any cost. Amen. And so we thank God for her. Amen. She is a servant, amen, of the Most High God. Amen. And that's the most important thing. Amen. She is a widow. Amen. She is a friend. Amen. And there's so much more that we can say about her. Most important thing, she saved. She loved the Lord and she loves his word. Amen. So coming this morning to us all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, our evangelist, Denise Jackson. Amen. Newly ordained, but she's been doing the work of an evangelist from the beginning. Amen. Glory be to God. But newly ordained. And so we want to thank God for her. Amen. So she's also a businesswoman. She's also a businesswoman. So I want to introduce to some and present to others our evangelist, Denise Jackson, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her ability. Amen. As she elaborates on Brother Aquila. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let us hear her. Amen. God bless you. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, evangelist. How are you?
Good morning, Apostle. I'm blessed of the Lord, and I know everyone there blessed as well. Amen.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here this morning. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Amen. Amen. And when I look up that word blessed, we always say blessed, but I looked it up. You know, it's in the book of Matthew. It said blessed are the peacemakers. Then it had a whole other list. Blessed are those who, you know, do right towards each other, the peacemakers, and you know. That's blessed. I mean, we look at it in other ways because he did say, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in good health, even as your soul. There's other entities of blessed. I know a lot of times we associate it with wealth and doing well, which that's true too. But if it's some other areas, I'm not here to talk about that, but there's certainly some other things. When I looked up the word blessed, Jesus did an amount of sermons. He took and talked about, the Beatitudes. Mm-hmm. So, amen. I give you glory, Father God. I thank you for today. The sun has risen, and I remember Valerie Cartier did the night watches. I've been up since like 4:30, and I give you glory. The alarm clock went off. I was up an hour and a half before it ever went off. And so I give you glory, Father. Some alarm clocks are going off now. But the persons have not arisen, that they have not arose, that perhaps they have rose in your kingdom, Father God, shittered over on this side of the earth, they have not rise up. but you're the God of the sunrise in Mississippi, in Chicago, New York, Kansas, Missouri, Cincinnati, Ohio. You're the God of the sunrise as well as the sunset. And for that, I give you glory, because it's not of ourselves. It's the quickening power of Jesus who allows to elaborate on anything, to live a Christian life, to have a mind and will of the Holy Spirit. It's not of ourselves. We're gilded vessels, but it's the quickening power of God. I never want to displace myself from that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As I started to think about this person, I did think about Apostle Bradford. As you know, apostle means the word, the meaning of that word is one who's been sent. And who impute in a person, which she has been a pastor as well, but she has planted seeds. I know I'm talking about Aquila, but I thought about this yesterday, how Pastor Bradford has done these things, plant seeds, and you too. And if you're coming across the line, you too. And so, amen. And that's what God wants us to be fruitful and multiply. That multiplication is we all can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. How you do that, Evangelist Denise, Sister Denise, whatever you want to call me. Don't call me too late for dinner. Just tell somebody about the Lord. If you get your nails done, get your hair done, wherever you go, at the bus stop, getting in your car, PTA meeting, tell somebody. So we're going to talk about, it's not Aquila. I've been saying it's Aquila, the not the feminine term of this word, the masculine, thank you, Lord, the masculine term. It's not Aquila, it's Aquila, Aquila. That was his name. And I don't know about you, but I always thought this was like a woman named two women. No, they were husband and wife. I had to learn that. I'm learning. They're husband and wife. So we begin the story in Acts. Actually, Acts, the first chapter. Paul is in the city of Corinth. Paul arrives in Corinth and meets Aquila and Priscilla. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. So because he was one of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. So this husband and wife team were tent makers, and as we know, Paul certainly was a tent maker as well. Now the thing of it, Claudius, the Roman emperor, they're going to show when the enemy gets the message, God gets the blessing, he moves. You know, as we know, I'm not going off track. I'm just trying to set a picture for you. Prosecution come. When prosecution come, rejoice. I don't know about you. I couldn't rejoice when people talking about me. I get an attitude for real. And but now, as I'm learning, and as I have the mind of Christ and the will and the desire, shit, tap, shot to do what he do. Peace, if we practice his commandments and obey what he says. When Claudius, when he took and commanded all the Jews, so we see that they were Jewish. So therefore, they had been practicing Christianity. He was in opposition to that Christianity. I live on a busy street right here, so it was busy. And so that's what happened. He wanted all the Jews to leave, and he don't know there was a purpose and plan. I said there's a purpose and a plan when prosecution come your way, when you stay in the righteousness of God, when you align yourself with righteousness, because we always say, touch not my anointing. What anointing? Not if you ain't doing people right. Think so. So because he was one of the same trade, he stayed with them. Again, this emperor, he commanded them to leave and went to Corinth. Corinth was a major city. Let's take a picture of Corinth. I remember my Bible school teacher about 15 years ago. She went home to be the Lord. She would put out maps and all that. I ain't never studied a lot of maps, but that's the type of teacher she was. She would show visuals. She would use visuals. So Corinth, let's visualize Corinth. It was a major city of the Roman Empire, an important crossroads of trade and travel. It was a busy city, a very prosperous city, if you want to look at it. And trade, people came from different parts of the world to sell their goods and many things like that. And different travelers came, as we would equate it for 2022, tourists and travelers, the city of Corinth. It was also a city notorious for its Hinduism and immortality. So that's a good place. I know we in North Philly, a little while in North Philly. But see, Apostle Paul, and we're not really focusing on him, but I'm talking about his relationship with Priscilla and Aquila and the city of Corinth. It was pulled up from the flow up. So you might want to go to a place that's all nice and quiet and people like that. No, honey. You got to go to people in opposition of the gospel of Jesus Christ, where they dropping it like it's hot, doing all kind of insidious things, shed it all shot, or you have to stand under prosecution, and you might get your head cut off. That's what happened to Paul. I'm fast-forwarding to the story. That's what happened to them, too. They died. Abba, speak, shed it all shot. Prepare to die for the gospel. I ain't talking about a natural die to the flesh. I'm talking about a physical thing. Huh? This is going to be a great, great, great prosecution. Ah. You think you prosecuted now because the girl talking about you in the office, huh? Okay. Not that I arrived there, because I'm saying, Lord, help me with it. Know about you. I need help with that one. But there's going to be a great, where we stand in Jesus Christ. And Paul said, again, Corinth was already an ancient city. And I told you, Hinduism, and so that probably was different worshiping different idols, sexual immortality, everything was up there in Corinth. So Corinth was already an ancient city. It was a commercial city, as I said, with two harbors. I didn't know that. And had long been a rival to its northern neighbor, Athens. As we know, Apostle Paul, he traveled to both. I wish this thing was on Apostle Paul, Pastor. I love him. Corinth was a city with a remarkable reputation for loose living, as I said, especially sexual immortality. In classical Greek, to act like a Corinthian meant to practice fornication, and a Corinthian companion meant a prostitute. And so that was the lifestyle in Corinth, and that's where he met them. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila with his wife Priscilla, and he came to them. It is implied, though not clearly stated, that Aquila and Priscilla were at this time Christians. Possible that Paul led them both to Jesus as they worked together as tent makers. Now, you know, when we read the Bible, it is clearly stated. It's clearly stated. I take the word of God precept upon precept, line upon line. But again, here in the book of Acts, did he meet them as Christians or did he led them to Christianity? The emphasis is they will say, what about that one? We don't want to spend time debating anything. God's word is like a lion. Let him out. Let him loose him. Shut it up, shut. Just talk about Christmas, about where Jesus was born. That's coming up soon. I'm not interested in that. And then I might go off track a little bit, and which I'm not really going off track. You have to be rooted in God's word. Not that I have. Right. I told y'all I need help. One thing I do know, you know, I've talked to many people, different dialogues. You have to just be very careful when different people come up to you with different things and. Jesus ain't, he didn't rise, and he hasn't come back, and all this stuff. Yeah. And go out there and talk to people. Not that I've talked to that many people, but I've talked to Jewish people. They don't believe the Messiah has come. Different things like that. And so this is when he met them. And so, again, we don't know whether they were Christians or if he led them to Christianity. And so that is what I've our witnesses to, you know, as we find out, you know, Paul, he imputed much to these two individuals, much to them. He imputed very much to them as he continued his relationship with them. That's what we want to do. You, my cousin Shirley, she said you want to be around people that's imputing something. And I forgot how she said it 2 years ago. What are they bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the table in your friendship? You want to add something to somebody. Pastor Bradford said faithfulness, she said, one of the things. I try to be a faithful person. And I boast in the cross. If you have me for a friend, I don't play with you. I don't play friendship. I treasure each one of my friends highly and don't treasure one higher than other. Double the life. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila with his wife Priscilla, and they came to them. It is implied, not clearly stated again, you know, whether he led them. This began with the important friendships of the New Testament. Paul and Aquila and his wife Priscilla, Paul calls them his fellow workers who have risked their own necks. That's why I talk about prosecution. They risked their own necks. That's in Romans 16:3-4. You willing to die for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Paul is a diminutive form of Prisca, which is one of the Priscilla is a diminutive form of Prisca, which is one of the great families of Rome. She was probably related to this family in some way. And half the mentions of this New Testament married couple, Priscilla's name is written first. Did you already did you realize that? Priscilla and Aquila. That in the Roman context, they never written, ever put a woman's a woman's name before her husband. Now, I ain't going to go there and say she had it. They both added to each other. But that was never done in literature. When literature was written, it never placed the wife before the husband. In fact, the order of God, I think it was, is God. Because when my husband died, I had to tell some people, look, this is not my boyfriend, honey. He's my husband. He wasn't my boyfriend. Let me see. No, I got papers. No, he was. We was married. And the order is God, then man. Jesus is the head. God is the head of Jesus. So it's God, then man. He said that then his ministry and things like that. So, again, when you see the content, you always see Priscilla and Aquila. She comes before. So for by occupation, they were tent makers. Paul's tent making was an important part of his ministry, though he recognized his right to be supported by those he ministered to, 1 Corinthians 9, 7-14. He voluntarily supported himself in ministry. So this tells a lot about Paul and his ministry. But we're going to focus on the relationship with Aquila. But they were part of his ministry. And again, there was a lot of prosecution. So when you look at this picture, actually, when I look at this picture, you know, when he went to Corinth and Athens, there was a lot of going on. I done told you that was a lot going on. And these people went into the ministry. Now, you might be on 52nd Street, and it's cool you go to church or come into church. No, baby, that's not what this city of Corinth was pulled up from the floor of. The whole city was wicked. Well, we live in a lot of the wickedness, too. But these people are set in the tone of all kinds of Solomon and Gomorrah. Are you ready to go into a city to minister to people with all kinds of lascivious? Let's go to Joseph. Let's go to the three Hebrew boys. That they was taken from a place where they came from, honey. It was Christianity, and then they went to Babylon with all kinds of gods. Are you ready to go in there? I said, are you ready to go into all kinds of lasciviousness? And hopefully, we ain't doing all lascivious things. Arm sharpen arm, yes. But foolishness don't sharpen foolishness. Well, again, it do. You prepared to go into the city? I'm stuck right there. You prepared to go into the city. That's one thing. Ain't no scary cats going in there. Not that I obtain. I ain't all that breathe. I need the Holy Ghost. So Paul, he was on missionary journeys when he met them also. He had a first missionary journey, then his second missionary journey. Paul leaves the city of Corinth with Aquila and Priscilla. Notice, he didn't do any ministry without these. On these particular journeys, he went on missionary journey. I said it was a missionary journey. He didn't go just to be going over the fellowship with the church. He went to slay some demons. Which is all right to have fellowship. Vantage needs what you're trying to say. I said what I said, like my uncle used to say. They went to slay dragons and then plant something. And like Jesus said in John 11, I pray that you stayed when I left the word with you. I pray that when I come back, you're still in it. What about that one? So when you plant churches, you want people, you know, I seem like I'm not going off no text. I'm going to stop saying it. But, you know, Paul and Aquila and Priscilla, they had a mission. They went out to save lives and nourish people, the nourished cities. And leave them with the word of God so that they could continue to, you want to leave a legacy and something, an impact. We're living, walking epistles. Come on, people. If you wake up this morning, you have to have a deeper vision. Bradford always say the sky's not the limit. It's past that. Paul leaves the city of Corinth with Aquila and Priscilla. So Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and called for Syria, and Priscilla and Aquila were with them. He had his, and so these were co-laborers with him. Now, I read a scripture, there's neither bond nor Jew. We all are one. Now, Paul and Aquila and Priscilla, he, just because she was a woman, he didn't exclude her. In what way? Could y'all tell me in what way? Not in any way at all. With the hand of God is on him, no man can stop anything, honey. Pastor Brad talked about evangelism. Sister Glenda Richardson, she spoke things over my life a long time ago. Just do the work. I want to do the work, honey. It's all right. God, and plus I was ordained in my mother's womb. You was too. So these two people were very essential. Very essential in his life. He went to Ephesus, and that's where the Ephesians book come from and things like that. And they were still with him. He went to Caesarea, they was with him. His third missionary journey, he was with them. Paul made some journeys going back and forth. Now, the ministry of Apollos in Ephesus. Now, a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John, so he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. Ooh, baby. But he already learned something. See, you know, even John the Baptist, you know, he made the way straight. He said, there's someone coming that I can't tie their shoes, which was Jesus Christ. You know, the master is no greater than a servant. This is what Gwendolyn Richardson used to tell me, that certain things. I said, what's she talking about? And didn't know it was biblical. Certainly it was. Certainly is. And so the point that I'm saying, that these people had a very instrumental part in Apostle Paul's ministry. These husband and wife team, he took them in a missionary journeys with them. Three missionary journeys. They get ready to meet this guy named Apollos. Certain Jew, he was Jewish too, named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an elegant man, mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. I forgot what scripture that is. The people had asked John, you know, John had asked a question. Baptism have you known? John's baptism? Or it was the Holy Ghost baptism? And they said they had never heard of the Holy Spirit baptism. Newsflash 2022, some people have never heard of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. John said, I baptize you with water. How about it? Oh, shah. But there's somebody coming that's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. So this man was eloquent. He was mighty in the scriptures. He was instructed in the way of the Lord. He was fervent in spirit. That means he was boiling over with enthusiasm. That's the way I feel about myself and many of you. He taught accurately in the things of the Lord. He knew all that. Aquila and Priscilla, they help Apollos. Don't think that you know so much that you can't be helped. I say this always, and I'm going to continue to say it throughout my Christian walk. It's very, extremely important to have a teachable spirit. Jesus was 12 years old. He was sitting in the synagogue. He knew more than anybody up in there, but he implied to, he allowed himself to be learned or taught or to help others. He knew everybody in there. He knew more than anybody up in there, I said. But he didn't exalt himself above anybody. The scripture says that he found it not robbery, though he was equal to God. Aquila and Priscilla helped Apollos. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside. Do your leaders take you aside to instruct you? And Pastor Bradford, I was on the line when you were talking about your favorite life scripture. Instruct and lead and teach me in the way I should go. Told you they had a mission. When they was exiled from, when Cyrus was emperor, when they was exiled from there, God had a purpose for them, honey. Your prosecution just takes you to another level. See, I had to learn that. I'm telling y'all because I don't like prosecution. Maybe y'all do. Maybe y'all season like that. Y'all built like that. Sister Nees ain't. I'm going to tell you that straight up. I'm learning. I'm learning. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. These was teachers of the gospel. And people, Jew nor Greek, nor bond nor free. We all are one. I said he was very fervent in the scripture. He spoke boldly in the synagogue, but he had never heard of the power of the Holy Spirit, the operation of the Holy Spirit. You know the scriptures. You read eloquently. Nicodemus, must a man be born again? How did he have to go back into his mother's womb? Jesus said, you're very astute in the word of God. You're a good teacher in the synagogue, because he was one of the chief scribes, Nicodemus. Remember Nicodemus? He said, no, homeboy. What I'm talking about is of the spirit, what's of the spirit is the spirit, honey. You can't comprehend the things of the spirit with a carnal mindset. That ain't happening. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he desired to cross to Asia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. Pastor Bradford said Jesus is the Lord. See, they taught this man Apollos. I'll tell you again. He spoke and taught accurately the things of God. He was fervent in spirit, Apollos. While Elgis educated, and he was a well-traveled man. Yeah, honey, he was all those things. But they took him aside to teach him even more. They explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he desired, see, submit yourself to teaching, honey. That's one thing, the Bible says he to become wiser, apply himself to wisdom, become wiser. Don't denounce a teaching of Pastor Bradford. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And like they say, the word should be cut. I want the word to cut me, honey, when I first became a Christian, and even today. Because let me tell you something. Children came up to me to correct me and rebuke me. Don't just look at somebody with a red, because I went to another ordination not too long ago. And your apostle or your pastor, huh? I don't think so. It doesn't happen to me many times. When I was delivered from alcoholism, it was two alcoholics walking down the street. And they was drinking out the bottle. Back then, you could drink, not today. You got COVID. I don't know how you do that. Just behind nobody. And they said, man, this thing is a spirit. That's what those two men said. Shut that little shot. I came home and inquired of the Holy Ghost. I said, what? Newsflash. A lot of y'all see people with alcohol and drugs. Oh, look at them. I didn't know the way, honey. I wanted to come out. Just before I came to Christ, I wanted to come out to alcoholism. I didn't know how to come. Yada little shot. For I found out Jesus. He is the way. So they explained him more accurately. Again, yeah, he knew the scripture, honey. But it was a more accurate way, and they took him to side. They took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. The brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. With both instructions from Aquila and Priscilla, the letters of reference from the church in Ephesus, Apollos served effectively in Asia, especially among opposing Jews. See, it wasn't for naught. When they implanted something in him, he went out. When Pastor Bradford, when you come to this line day by day, 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 and be enriched in power of the word, that enrichment should let you want to admonish others. You see, maybe y'all don't know about evangelism. Let me tell you about me. I want to hear something and then go out and share it with others. Huh? It ain't just for you to store up stuff, honey. The word ain't just for you to say, oh, I got me a doctor's degree. I think so. Apollos was Jewish and described as elegant and verbal. That's in Acts 18:24. He was vigorously refuted the Jews and was able to demonstrate from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. Because of these things, some scholars consider him the type of person who could have wrote the letters to the Hebrew. Now, a lot of these times, scriptures, you know, Old Testament, we don't know who the author. The Bible says you know in part. Let me give you a news flash. You know in part. You prophesy. A prophet, they prophesy in part. So they said more than, you know, from these notes I have, they said he could have wrote the letter to the Hebrews, the same Apollos that Aquila and Priscilla, they gave him a more accurate understanding of the word of God. There's somebody that might be more astute. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's why I'm stopping right there. It might be somebody that know a little bit more. Pastor Bradford may know a little more. But she gives what she has freely to others. Our Lord and Savior didn't spare no word to for you and I, did he? I don't think so. They gave Aquila and Priscilla. They imputed in this man Apollos. And he went back what they had taught him. And they said vigorously. That means that he was in it. Went it, baby. He went to the Jewish region. He went there. He went back to Corinth. I told you they was messed up from the flow up. He went back there with a strong, powerful anointing. All because Aquila, married to Priscilla, this husband and wife, tent makers, met them and they all traveled with him. They were fellow co-laborers. They don't say he was above and beneath. That was like, it don't say that. That's not what I read. You're not above. The master's not above his servant. Why? Because they have a mission to work together. I say the master is not above the servant. Sister Gwen told me that scripture a long time ago. I said, what's she talking about? She used to say a lot of scriptures I ain't never heard in my life. But yet they were accurate. Another hallmark of the lives of Priscilla and Aquila is their desire to build others. There you go. That's what I was talking about. Another hallmark of the lives of Priscilla and Aquila is their desire to build others in the faith. Do you desire to tell somebody else about Jesus? You about to go out, ain't you? It's about another hour or two. Whatever. You going to the supermarket, ain't you? Fresh Grocer? Giant? There's a brand new one out here in Philadelphia, Broad Spring Garden. Y'all go ahead over there. North Philadelphia. Huh? Have a desire to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Another hallmark of the lives of Priscilla and Aquila is their desire to build others in the faith. Paul's last reference to them is in the last letter. This is in the last letter. And you know when Paul wrote it at? Y'all done guessed. In prison, baby. I keep talking about Paul, Pastor Bradford, but they both were synonymous in this study when I looked in there. I wish I could do Apostle Paul. Another hallmark of the lives of Priscilla and Aquila is their desire to build others in the faith. Paul's last reference to them is in his last letter. Paul was in prison in Rome and writing to Timothy. That was another co-laborer. Timothy, a young pastor, honey. He was young. See, I have to go back to that Apostle Paul. He imputed things in everybody that was around him, honey. Timothy was pastoring the church of Ephesus, and Aquila and Priscilla are there with him, still faithfully ministering. That's 2 Timothy 4:19. They're still with him. He said, greet Priscilla and Aquila in the household of one Sophronius, and he was another co-laborer. He said, greet them. In other words, when Pastor Bradford sends Shannon and Elder Carte into the First Baptist or the Second Baptist or Third Baptist Church, greet them in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're all one. I don't believe in no different denominations or churches. I don't, y'all. That's about Evangelist Denise. No, I do not. Because Jesus don't, he ain't coming back just for your church. He said, I'm coming back for a body. Huh? Okay. To this end, Aquila and Priscilla were offered hospitality to other Christians, spreading the gospel they had learned from Paul and rendering faithful service to the master. So that's the end of that. The emperor, he commanded them to move from, and their movement. So don't lose heart when you're prosecuted for righteousness' sake. There's a greater mission, greater than something that you cannot see. And Apollos, this man was very fervent in the scripture, very excited in the scripture, very eloquent in his speech. But the operation of the Holy Spirit, the power of the will and the mind. Every time I minister to God allows me to talk to a Muslim or something, God, I ask him, how do I do it? He said, just tell your testimony. But one thing I've seen, because I talked to a Muslim, well, it was not too long ago, and I talked to a Jehovah's Witness not too long ago, and the Lord always led me to talk about the operation of the Holy Spirit. Now, they don't talk about that because they don't believe in the power of the operation of the Holy Spirit, the mind. We have the mind of the Holy Spirit, the will. They leave that out, honey. They leave that out. Amen. Father God, I glorify your mighty name. Thank you for Aquila, not Aquila. It's Aquila. This man of God, his wife, they were a team. They were a team, Father God. Hallelujah. They spread the gospel. They were with Paul in his missionary journey. And some, people, they're not learned in the scriptures, Father God, that Jesus used a donkey, as we talked about it, me and my cousins the other day. And certainly he used this woman of God. And one thing I didn't say, thank you, Holy Ghost, that they started a church in their house. When she witnessed to Apollos, it was in her house. The church was in her house. Jesus would go to house to house to visit people in the ministry of the gospel. We scared to go. Well, I know we got COVID now and all that. Before you had COVID, 20 years ago, you wouldn't want to go to nobody's house. The point I'm saying, desire to have an evangelistic heart. Desire, sheep for sheep, desire to spread the gospel. Father God, I give you glory. I thank you. As we go to the laundromat, the hairdresser, wherever you go, ask the Holy Ghost to give you words to speak to someone about the saving grace knowledge of Jesus Christ. And for that, I glorify your name in Jesus' name. Everyone have an outstanding day in Jesus' name.
Amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Evangelist Denise. Amen for your elaboration, amen, on Aquila. I know it's about three ways we can pronounce it, but amen, we got the message today, amen, that he was indeed, amen, he was a tent maker, amen, he was a brother in the Lord, he was a husband, did not exclude women from ministry, amen. He was one of the 70 disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He was a servant. He was a helper. Amen. Did not have to be the head. Amen. Glory be to God. He was coachable. He was teachable. Amen. He was a soul winner. Amen. Working in the vineyard. Amen. He was spiritual. He was a teacher. Amen. And as the history goes, he was also a martyr. Amen. So we want to thank God, amen, for his legacy. And so that leads us to think today, beloved, amen, what are you willing to die for? What are you willing to die for? Amen. And so basically you can answer that by whatever you're willing to live for. And glory be to God. Aquila, glory be to God, he was willing to die. Amen, hallelujah, because he knew that he would, amen, pick up his life again. And sold out for the gospel, sold out, amen, winning the loss at every cost. This man had a legacy. This man had a legacy. We spoke about legacies earlier this week. This man had a legacy. He was all about Jesus. That's just the bottom line. If he was building tents, if he was sitting at dinner, amen, with his wife, amen, if he was working with Paul, Apollos, he was all about Jesus. Amen. Can that be said about us? Amen, hallelujah, that we're all about Jesus. Hallelujah, all about Jesus. And so we want to thank you, amen, for your elaboration, Evangelist. Denise, amen. We want you to just take a minute if you have any announcements. I know that you, I don't know if you're still doing the jewelry or whatever. I don't know what's happening new in ministry for you and then on the business sector. But if you'd like to take a minute and if you have any announcements, please feel free to share.
Thank you, Dr. Bradford. Amen. I'm still doing the paparazzi. Y'all can catch me. Y'all be on Facebook. I'm on some of y'all pages. Come on. And a lot of Saturdays I'm there at 9 o'clock. I think I will be there at 9 o'clock. You'll get a notification if you're my friend. And just come on. Come on. Denise Jackson. Half of y'all do know my name. Some of y'all, yeah, half of y'all do. And so just come on. It's $5, nickel-free, lead-free. You don't want to put it on late at night. You don't want to keep it on overnight either. I say it like that. But they're gorgeous pieces. Pastor Bradford can say that. I had a piece on the other day, Sunday, going to church or something. It was like a floral piece. People say, oh, my goodness, where you get that thing from? They don't know, $5. And the earrings alone are so. And paparazziaccessories.com, and you just Google my name, Denise Jackson, as a consultant, and it will come up. I've been doing this thing for a while. I started to give up, and then, you know, but I'm going to keep on going because I like the fact. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I like the fact when one person, my sister went on an event Sunday, and I dressed her down. She went to an all-white affair, and I put her down in gold, and baby, she was looking all right. So when I can just service one person, that's what I like, everybody. So come on and support me. I say this $5 is less than a Starbucks coffee, and I don't even go to Starbucks. You can't get nothing out of Dunkin' Donuts. A donut and a coffee, I tried that one too. It's about $6, a big coffee and a donut. Yeah, donut is almost $2. Amen. So it's $5, nickel-free, lead-free. I think August the 28th. I am nervous about it, and, you know, I've heard people speaking. That's all right. I hear from the Holy Ghost. I'm nervous about coming into a church. My friend, I don't know the address, but it's August the 28th. The Lord will allow me. I always say that because you don't do nothing on your own. I don't. August the 28th, I will be going into my friend Deacon Germain's church to bring a word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for that, I'm very awfully grateful. Just remain faithful, Pastor. Just remain faithful. That's all I see. Just remain faithful, and God will use you as a vessel. He just wants a willing vessel, honey. It's not that deep. I mean, I've talked to some deep people, and I got some deep friends. They collaborate on the gospel. But for Denise, I like to keep it very simple. If you're willing, God will use you, and you. I don't set myself above nothing. And that's all I have to say, Pastor. There's August the 28th. There's one Sunday. And so I forgot the name of the church. I got to get that. Amen. And so just keep me in prayer if you cannot attend, because most people are in church at that time. The service will start at 11 a.m. And so I give God glory as the doors are opening up to minister here, there, and there. And so for that, I give God glory. And the thing of it, just have a teachable spirit. See, when I talk about myself, I like to include others. Have a teachable spirit, and God will use you also in Jesus' name. Thank you, Dr. Bradford, for allowing me to come this morning. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. You're welcome. Amen. And we will definitely, amen, be lifting you up. Amen. For your appointment and on the last Sunday of this month. And also a reference to the paparazzi jewelry. Beloved, it is some very beautiful jewelry, I think, for $5. It's good to, like, maybe order a few pieces and have them. Nice little birthday gifts, thinking of you gifts, that type of stuff. Have something tucked away when you want to do something. I know our ministry, well, we bought quite a few pieces. What was it, 50, more than 50 pieces? Gave it to everybody in their gift bags for our Christmas dinner, whatever it was, or however many. But it's just good to, it's a good, you know, I like the jewelry. Amen. For $5, one time to get cute. Amen. And it's just a nice little token. So, yeah. You know, I'll have about 2, 3, 4 pieces ready in case you need to pull something out and bless somebody with it. Amen. For $5, you can't beat it. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. And to God be praise, to God be glory, to God be honor. Again, thank you so much, Evangelist. Amen, Denise. Amen. And for your thorough elaboration on today, we appreciate you. Amen. Continue to preach the word. Amen. In season, out of season. Amen. Glory be to God like you've always been doing. Amen. And remain encouraged in the Lord. And we thank you and we appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, Pastor Bradford. And I just want to say this, and because it was in my heart to say, you always, and I've had conversation with other co-laborers, you're a very supportive person. You have supported me in many areas, and not only me. I know we got 5 hands or 10 hands that could raise their hand up and say you've been very supportive. And I just pray with all my heart the desires that you have that God will fulfill them this year, and it shall be so. And so that is my prayer. You've been faithful. Sometimes I don't be online. I heard you yesterday, but sometimes you always hit that thing. You've been there for consistent. And when I think of Aquila and Priscilla, and I say it again, because I had to look at it myself. How did Pastor Bradford help me in this ministry? I had to take an examination of myself. She's implanted things. She don't come here for naught. Day by day by day by day. 10 years. I think it'd be 11 years. This ministry, you ain't hardly never missed no beat. And I'm just saying this because the scripture that I just read about Aquila, it reminds me of Pastor Bradford and Apostle Paul, the things that she have imputed in people and continue to do it. Amen. I just have to say that because, again, when I looked at this and you told me to bring this, when I look at these people here in this story, it reminds me of you. And so, continue to support. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. Thank you for, amen, your expressions of love and support. Amen. God bless you. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen for the elaboration on this morning. Amen. If you missed part of it, if you signed in a little late, you can listen to the whole thing. Amen. On our replay and our archives where we have thousands and thousands and thousands of messages there. Amen. And as we post on our social media platforms, amen, glory be to God about Aquila and Jesus' name. Okay, a form of announcements today. We will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock for our New Day prayer, amen, on the power line. And then back tonight at 9 p.m. Stop on by the party. Sometimes we stay the whole time. Y'all know how it is when we was in the world. Sometimes we go to some parties and they have to throw us out at the end. They say, no, you ain't got to leave. You got to leave here. Be that God. Come on now. So, look, if you can't stay the whole time, maybe glory be to God. I know sometimes when I have 2 and 3 things to do, I may come early, amen, and leave early. Glory be to God. But if you come early, come late, just come, amen. And so tonight at 9 p.m., amen, bring your own praise party. Our minister, Joannis Thurman, amen, it sponsors that. And you bring your songs, you bring your testimonies, you bring your praise, you bring your readings, you bring whatever you want to give Jesus. We're not here for form or fashion or trying to outdo anyone. Amen. We're just here lifting up Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on by and sing a song. Glory be to God. Come on by and do a reading. We know sometimes we're tired on Friday. Amen. Glory be to God. But, hey, we was tired when we was out there in the world, too, but it didn't stop us from getting dressed up and going out there and, you know, doing whatever we did, all right? And we thank God that all that's under the blood right now. Amen. We want to thank God that's under the blood. All right, today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We want to thank God for our 5 a.m. service today on social media, and the Lord has given us the laws of the principles of sowing and reaping, and the one that we shared on today, amen, is we reap in proportion to how we sow. You sow a little bit, you're going to get a little bit. You can't expect, amen, $1 million harvest on 50 cents. Amen. Glory be to God. But you know what? The Lord wants us to give, not because we are forced, not because we are tricked. Glory be to God. But he wants us to give because we love him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you out there in audience land, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you desire to sow a seed, amen, into some rich soil, amen. We want to thank God for, amen, your giving. There's several ways that you can give. Glory be to God. LifeWordJesus.org as our website, LifeWordJesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Our Cash App, $, LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. We know you might not want to Cash App $1 million. We do understand that. Okay, you might not want to do $1 million electronically. So, all right, so you can write a good old-fashioned check. And so that's good. You spell million with two L's, M-I-L-L-I-O-N, but that's okay. If you leave out an L or an I, our bank, they work with us. They get it, okay? And you can put that in the mail, and the mailing ad, make the check payable to Life Word Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Or our Frieda Bradford Ministries, we're all one, all in one. That's the way my attorney incorporated. Amen. Glory be to God. And the mailing address, again, is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Thank you for your giving in Jesus' name. All right, saints, it's going to be a good day. It's a day the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Let us know. As the elaboration came forth today, let us just be ready. You might not be doing as much as Paul and Apollos, as Silas, amen, and Aquila, amen. And you might not be doing, may not have doing this much, may not have the gifts working. Just do what you can do and do it well and give it all you got. Little as much if God is in it and your labor is not in vain, just do something. Just do something for Jesus, not to be seen. Not to be seen, not for accolades. Amen. Glory be to God. But just do it for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And believe me, whatever you do for Christ, it will last. And only what you do for Christ will last. God bless you. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, help us not to be in the right place, the wrong time today. Father, please, order our steps. Help us to be obedient to you, Father. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities. Oh, Father God, that no plague will come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you, Father. We dip ourselves in the blood 7 times. We dip our family in the blood, our children, Father God. All of Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and their families, Father. God, remember our co-workers, our neighbors, Father God. Remember our cities, our state, our country, Father God, our president, Father God. Remember, 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 remember. Thank you for doing so. Bless the servant today, our evangelist Denise, Father God, as she continues to go forward. All the open doors for her, Father. May she continue to minister under the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. And we just want to say thank you for ordering her steps, Father, and leading her, Father God, into the highways and the byways, compelling men to come. If she's by herself or she's with others, thank you for her. Thank you, and we bless you. Bless the offering today, Father. Hallelujah, that it might be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. And bless the giver 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Amen. Glory be to God. Check out Minister Denise's website. Amen. Get yourself a couple pieces of paparazzi. Amen. Hallelujah. Birthday gifts. Gifts, graduation gifts, amen, just because gifts, amen, God bless you, amen, Pastor Frieda Philadelphia, signing out, have a wonderful day.
Cause you deserve the glory, Oh.